Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins.
Let's chop it up.
Hello, Chop Squad. I want you to meet Nikki Ballou. He is a Christian immigrant from the Middle East and grateful to live in a free country, and I am too. He believes business is not a numbers game, it's a people game. Life is all about people. Business is all about people, and he loves people. And we are living in a time, says Nikki, where we have been locked down, isolated for 2+ years, and this has had an effect on the mental health of many, and including him. And I might as well just add myself to the list as well, because it was a real transition coming out of COVID and getting back into what we call normal again. But it was also a great time, if I can just interject, because looking back, it's made us change some things as well, and let us know that we can do different things, because sometimes we get on a path and we think that's the only way to do something. And so in a way, I'm grateful for that as well. Getting back, he has a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and laughter that he's going to bring to us today. So I'm excited about that, as well as his expertise in areas of entrepreneurship, helping us to scale businesses by 7 to 9 figures. That's exciting there. Yeah, yes. Helping experts become branded thought leaders and scaling their practices to $500,000 to $2 million. He's helped CEOs become authors and podcast hosts, and helping men stand up, keep their word, and become better men. He's an international best-selling author of 7 published books and the host of 2 podcasts, the Thought Leader Revolution podcast and the Sovereign Man podcast. He's recorded over 400 episodes between the two shows, and he's helped 11 men and women add that 6 to 7 9-figures to their business, and 70+ men and women add 100 to a half a million to their businesses. Nikki Ballou, welcome to the Business Chop.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yes, it's an honor to have you. So let's go on. You've done some other things too as well. You have your website, your academy, the eCircle Academy, and we'll look forward to hearing more about that as we go forward in our conversation today. And I'm going to hear more about your books as well.
Thank you. Looking forward to having a great conversation with you all.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
So Nikki, let's start from the beginning. We have a lot to unpack here, and so your ultimate goal, and then let's back it up from there in helping folks.
Absolutely. So I'm actually originally, as you said, an immigrant from the Middle East. I'm a Christian from Iran. When I was 11 years old, the Islamic Revolution took place in Iran, and it took me into a whole new space. You know, my late father, God rest his soul, he could see the writing on the wall that this wasn't going to be a great place to raise his Christian family. But me as an 11-year-old, I'm like, this is my home. These are my friends here. I didn't want to leave, but he made a plan and he got us out of there. And it took me a while, but eventually I saw this was the greatest thing my dad could have done for our family. He took our family's legacy and took it from a trajectory of tyranny to freedom. And it's made me the biggest champion for freedom there is, because to me, freedom, free enterprise, free expression, those are the things that make every human being's heart and soul sink, because we all desire that in our lives. And so the people that took the biggest advantage of freedom were entrepreneurs. They're the ones who use the bedrock of freedom to create businesses, to go speak about them. Free expression allows for that. Free enterprise allowed for those businesses to actually be in place. And that's what has allowed those folks to create incredible, incredible lives for themselves, to make the human race move forward. And so for me, I've always wanted to be a champion for the entrepreneur. My dad was an entrepreneur. He was the greatest man I knew. I mean, if you knew him, Audrey, if you were looking for work, he make calls until he got you a job. If you were trying to start a business, he would help you get that business going. He'd bring you customers if that's what you needed. Get you access to capital. If you were trying to buy a car or a house, you didn't quite have enough money, he'd top you up with a loan that he'd never let you pay back. Wow. And that's the kind of man my dad was. And that's the kind of man I want to be.
Yeah, always awesome.
He was awesome. He was awesome. And so, you know, I figured entrepreneurs are people like my dad, and I want to see them all win. And that's why I got into the business of helping entrepreneurs, building powerful personal brands, standing out in the marketplace, and using that to generate money.
Okay. So from there then, so why do you think most people live in their comfort zone? To me, the person that you are is like just in what you just said is bringing us out of that and really, you know, being winners in what we want to do and feeling actually living that freedom from the inside out. So how can you get us to that point?
Well, you know, there's a writer by the name of Steve Pressfield. He wrote a book called The War of Art. Mm-hmm. And he said that every human being has inside them a best version of themselves. Mm-hmm. and a masterwork, masterpiece of a life that they want to create. And they also have inside them something he calls resistance with a capital R, whose sole ambition is to kill all your ambitions dead. And that really is when we get into our comfort zones, is we go toward resistance. When we decide that we don't want to do that anymore, then that is when we move forward confidently in the direction of our dreams. Now, resistance is a tricky bugger. It's going to come after you again and again and again, and it's going to try to hide itself. But make no mistake about it, resistance is something that you can overcome and you can defeat if you're always vigilant.
Absolutely. We have to keep our nose to the grind for sure. So taking so once we get there and okay, I'm ready, I'm inspired, I'm motivated, I want to win. And so when you do that, so I've created my business. I've got everything going. We talk about branding and marketing. So that's really going to, so there's the technical side of it, not just having that drive and motivation is, you know, those technical tools that we need to compel us forward.
Yeah, 1,000%. You've got to be somebody who says, okay, this is who I want to help. Because my father used to say, business is about people. Mm-hmm. It's not about money. If you solve problems for people, you'll earn a profit. That's how it works. So you've got to be focused on creating a business for yourself that is all about you solving problems for people. Not any sort of problem, but what we call bleeding neck problem. Imagine you're a doctor and a patient comes into your office and their neck is bleeding. First thing you got to do is you got to stop the bleeding. That's your job, right? And that's the sort of thing that in business you need to do. The bleeding neck problems are problems around health, wealth, and relationships. As long as you're going after helping people solve those types of problems and their level 10 pain problems that they must solve right away, boom, you're in the bonus round.
And solving those problems of when we present ourselves, I know. Just looking at your background and your areas of expertise is building us up to be able to walk and talk that brand that someone is going to trust for me to help them solve their problems.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. So you talk about, you know, our personal leading, you know, our compelling personal brand through thought leadership. That's, you know, one of your areas of expertise. So how do you create that compelling personal brand, you know, building ourselves to that point so we can add, you know, those extra 5, 6, or 7 figures to our income?
Yeah. Let me tell you a story. There was a woman who was a client of mine and she was a natural medicine doctor. And she was successful. She had a 6-figure business, but she wanted a bigger business. Her father was sick with brain cancer and he ended up passing away. And she wanted to honor him because he was a successful entrepreneur by growing a successful business. So that's really what she wanted. And when she came to us, we sat with her and we said, okay, let's figure this out for you. And I asked her, so what do you do and who do you help? She says, well, I can help anybody with any health problem. I'm like, whoa, that's not going to work. You need to like narrow your niche. And she goes, okay, but how do I do that? So yeah. We took an exercise where we looked at her past clients. Who are the clients she got the best results for? Who are the clients she enjoyed working with the most? And then who are the clients that were easiest to transact with, i.e. they paid on time, no fuss, no muss? Well, you put those as three circles where they all intersect. That's her ideal client. And for her, it was professional woman over the age of 45, married with children, successful, but who didn't feel pretty or beautiful anymore or desirable. Mm-hmm. And they hated it. They hated it. And so she thought, okay, I'm going to show these women how to, you know, get their sexy back. That's the name we helped her come up with.
Okay.
And boom, within a year, she doubled her income. Within 2 years, she doubled it again. Within 3 years, she doubled it again. She went from six figures a year to six figures a month in income. That's wow. The power of thought leadership and a powerful personal brand. Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, how can I do that? Well, you need to think about how to narrow your niche and how to focus on helping people that you enjoy working with, that you get great results for, and that pay you. Mm-hmm. And you do that, you're going to win.
Yeah. Every day. Because that is very important, because I can remember when I first started in business 100 years ago, that's my mother's famous line, was 100 years. And it was like, okay, my market are small businesses. And I never really did, you know, hone it down to were they female businesses, were they minority businesses, you know, what type of business, you know, was it a certain market, a certain product or size? And so I found myself, I was kind of all over the place. And needless to say, that was, you know, that's the way the income was as well. So that is important to really, you know, find that niche. And I don't know if people are afraid to claim an area because, well, if somebody asks me that's not in that category, you know, can I serve them and do I refer them over to somebody else? What do you say to that?
Well, you know, a lot of folks, like I said, are in the throes of a battle, an internal battle. Mm-hmm. Themselves with resistance. And it's about overcoming that internal battle. And once you help someone overcome that internal battle, they're going to win. They're going to win. Mm-hmm. If they don't overcome that internal battle, they're not going to win. Yeah. And part of the work we do with folks is help them fight those internal battles and win those internal battles. Okay. If you don't do that, you can't win. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot every single time.
Okay. Can you give us a 60-second version of what you do to help us to win that battle? Obviously, it's more work, you know, to it than that, but just kind of give us an overview.
Well, you've got to input positive things into your brain. You can't be listening to garbage. Like, listen, especially these days, if you're listening to the news a lot, man, they're not trying to help you. They're trying to rile you up so you get mad at the other guy. And the more they get you to get mad at the other guy, the more money they make. Not you, they.
Right.
And all that's going to do is rile you up, and it's going to stop you from doing the things you want to do. Here's the truth, Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is we're all human beings. All these little masks that we wear, you know, where we're from, what our color is, what our, you know, what our sex is, what our beliefs are. Those are all nice, but they don't change how God made us, which is brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And the world, like, listen, not to get political on you, but there's folks that are in politics
mm-hmm.
that claim to be for the black man and the black woman. Mm-hmm. And they've been saying that for 60 years, and they're saying they're going to make your life better, but they haven't. If anything, they've made it worse. Mm-hmm. So stop listening to those people. No one's going to come save you. God has given you the ability to save yourself. Mm-hmm. And the way you save yourself is to get connected with other human beings. Mm-hmm. Because you help enough people, God will help you. That's how it works.
Yes, yes.
That's how it works.
Yes.
You know, and the same way when they talk about other groups, you know, folks like I'm from the Middle East. Hey, you, the Middle Eastern man. Well, they don't like you, whoever they are.
Right, right. Who's the they?
Whoever they are. Like, I mean, okay, I don't know about you, but almost everyone I meet likes me. Almost everyone I meet, I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they're talking about. It just sounds like they're trying to use that to gin up enough resentment between groups. So they're fighting so much that they don't notice these guys are all ripping us off blind.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. And we get off track. And before we know it, like you said, we're over here and our businesses, our personal lives are just, you know, just going down because the focus is all in.
Look for the good in people and you'll find it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I agree with that for sure. Yeah, wholeheartedly. It gets back to your bio. You talk about we're people and business is people. Life is people. What other advice would you have for us then? Let's just talk about your books there. You have, what is this one? Finish Line Thinking. Think and Win Like a Champion, and A Thought Leader's Journal, A Fable of Life, and The Power of Connecting, How to Activate Profitable Relationships by Serving Your Network.
Well, look, you know, this podcast, this powerful podcast, and it's a short podcast, and I like that because my advice needs to be on point. So to land the plane, as it were, with this particular podcast,
mm-hmm.
I'll say this. Take the attention off yourself, put the attention on other people, seek to understand people and what problems they face, get clear on the problems you have the ability to help them with, and then do everything in your power to help those people succeed. You do enough of that, you will be successful. If you don't do that, you won't. You won't. Mm-hmm. You'll lose.
Yeah.
So just think of it like that. And I'll tell you a final story to land the plane with.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman many years ago who came to us. She had been the country director for Canada for one of the world's oldest and largest personal development firms. She was very good at what she did, but she felt she needed help to take the company to the next level. So she brought a man on to help her run the company. And at first they got along and they did great things, but after a while their visions of the future diverged.
Mm.
And there was a board of directors involved and they kicked her out of her own company. Think about this. That was kind of like Apple in the 80s, back in the day with Steve Jobs and John Scully. He brought John Scully in and he thought John was great. And after a while, their visions of the future diverge. And then the Apple board kicks Steve out and keeps John.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think about that, man. How do you get kicked out of a company you start? But it happens. So this woman, like Steve Jobs, was a little lost for a while. About 18 months. And then someone introduced her to me. And I run my business with my sweet better half. And she and I worked with her. And we helped her see that she was getting in her own way. So we helped her release the poison. And we helped her get clear on who her ideal client was. We helped her get out there and start asking for business. And within a month, she made $10,000. Within 2 months, she made another $12,000. Within 3 months, she made another $18,000.
Mm-hmm.
And within 4 months, man, she was up to $62,200 in a single month.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And so she lives in Ottawa. I live in Toronto. That's a 5-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son. At the time, he was 12. He's almost 18 now. He had a soccer tournament in Ottawa. So we were driving there and I called her up and I said, hey, my son and I, we got a soccer tournament in Ottawa. We'd like to come and ask you if you guys would like to come see the game because you have a son his age. Maybe we could grab some lunch. She said, that'd be nice. So we all did that. It was a lovely time. And then I drove home. A few weeks later, we had one of our quarterly branded thought leader immersion workshops. And this is where we show people how to become branded thought leaders and, you know, 5, 10, 20x their income. We were at the part of the program where I do an enrollment opportunity for people to join us beyond the event.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I like to do it is I like to ask some of our people to talk about their experience with us rather than, you know, speak about it myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, who'd like to share? Well, normally people put up their hands and I pick somebody, but she just bounded on stage, almost knocked me over. Said, me. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Big excitement. This is good, right?
Right.
I love it.
Okay.
She faces the audience. I'm standing behind her and I see her shoulders are going like this. And I'm like, huh? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then I hear a sob. I go, she's crying. Why is she crying? Now, I'm a man. When a woman cries in front of me, the first thing I think is, what did I do wrong?
Right. Not this time.
So I was like, why is she crying? What did I do wrong? Anyways, my lovely lady comes up with a box of tissues and she gratefully takes a couple and she turns around to me and she's sniffling and sobbing and saying, Nikki, you didn't know this, but when you and your little son came to visit me and my little son in my hometown of Ottawa, my little son said, mommy, who are we going to go meet? He was so excited, right? And I said, oh, sweetheart, we're going to go meet Nikki Ballou and his son.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, all of a sudden, my sweet little boy got very quiet and said, oh, mommy, are we going to go meet the man who saved our family?
Oh, my God.
And now you need to understand something, Audrey. I am an old school Middle Eastern man. I ain't no snowflake. I am tough as freaking nails. You hear me? I'm old school.
Yes, yes.
None of the feminized bullshit lives in this man. Mm-hmm. And I don't cry in public. I cried. Mm. I bawled like a little baby. And we hugged. And while we were hugging, she said, you didn't know this, but when I first came to you, my family was desperate.
Mm.
The bank had told us they were going to foreclose on our home. My husband and I were fighting like cats and dogs in front of our three little small kids,
mm-hmm.
all 12 and under. And the kids were afraid that we were going to break up. So was I. Well, money takes care of a lot of problems. So we paid off our arrears and our mortgage and we stopped fighting and we put our family back together again. You literally helped us save our family.
Wow.
And Audrey, I was sitting there and if people want to know, you know, how to grow their business, what it's going to take to win, find somebody that you make this kind of difference for, who without you, their life would be toast. Their family would be broken up. Maybe they'd take their own life. And remember every single day that God puts you here to make a difference for that kind of person and saving one life, one family, one child.
Yeah.
And that's my final piece of advice. And if you're a business owner, you want to know how to do this and you need some help, come find me. I'm available at ecircleacademy.com/appointment. And it would be an honor to have a conversation with you and help you become the best version of yourself. And that's it.
I mean, I can't say anything else because that's perfect. And I hope that we're clamoring to those appointments to really make a difference, Job Squad, in our lives. You know, some of us are out there on the edge and not knowing which way to go. Maybe you started off and your business was great, or maybe it didn't, and maybe it never was great. But, you know, now was the time. Yes, let's contact Nikki Ballou. He's gave a great story. He's also given us a lot of background of, you know, different things that he's done. And the common thing, like you said, Nikki, through the whole thing is the relationships, you know, the people with it. Of course, you have to have the expertise. And like I said, you're going to have to work. It's not going to, you know, not going to meet you at all with something of success. We're going to have to go over and do some homework. But let's get it done.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.